From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, November 20th. Coming up, we'll hear about a Western Chicago suburb trying to help with Chicago's migrant crisis. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Commerce Commission has approved a more than $300 million rate hike for Peoples Gas. The state's utility commission slashed the original proposal by over $100 million. Abe Scar is with the Illinois Public Interest Research Group. He says that in a major win, the commission paused the major gas utilities pipe replacement program.
It's a huge victory for Chicagoans who've been forced to pay millions of dollars for this failing program. And that's on top of many other good things that came out of the decisions today.
The ICC also approved rate hikes for gas customers in Chicago, the suburbs, and other parts of the state that are not as high as proposed. Not all Jewish people agree with the actions of the Israeli military amid Israel's ongoing attack in Gaza. At the University of Illinois, the student group Jews for Palestine provides a space for them. The group has spoken out in support of Palestine at multiple local rallies. Illinois Student Newsroom's Nora Longhi spoke with the group's co-founder, Evan Price.
Price is a U of I senior who grew up in a pro-Israel Orthodox Jewish household. But he says he started to question his support for Israel in high school. Despite facing backlash, Price says he's vocal about his anti-Zionist viewpoints. He opposes Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories, which he feels is colonialism. He thinks it's important that Jewish people in particular speak up.
Because Israel weaponizes Jewish identity in order to commit war crimes and commit these atrocities, if Jewish people in particular aren't speaking up, then that narrative has a lot more strength.
Price says pro-Palestinian Jews need to help people understand that anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. I'm Noor Longhi, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team won last night against the Southern Jaguars 88-60. Illini guard Terrence Shannon Jr. led the team in scoring with 24 points. Illinois is now in fourth place in the Big Ten Conference with a record of 4-1. Illinois will host Western Illinois next on Friday, November 24th at 8 p.m. Still to come, we'll hear about a Western Chicago suburb trying to help with Chicago's migrant crisis. That story is next on 217 Today.
This November, American Masters presents a special about the life and music of bebop trailblazer and composer Max Roach. It's called Max Roach, The Drum Also Waltzes. This program tells the story of his career as a drummer and composer and his impact on social justice in America. Friends of WILL can stream the special anytime with Passport. Learn how you can become a member and access your PBS favorites anytime at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. With the city of Chicago stretched thin, helping thousands of Venezuelan migrants secure shelter and jobs, neighboring suburb Oak Park is trying to help. But it hasn't been easy for the western suburb to help about 160 migrants, underscoring that no one municipality can take on the crisis without more resources and collaboration. Esther Yoon-Ji Kang has the story.
On a recent sunny fall day in picturesque Oak Park, it was moving out day for about 40 Venezuelan migrants temporarily sheltering in the basement of United Lutheran Church. Children were running and playing in the lobby and fellowship hall, and their parents lugged suitcases and black trash bags carrying their belongings to the front of the Gothic stone building. United Lutheran was one of the churches in Oak Park that stepped up to shelter about 160 migrants from the cold for a few nights earlier this month. Before that, they were sleeping in tents outside Chicago Police District 15, right near the city's border with the western suburb. That motivated activists and organizers to bring migrants to the village on a frigid night. Volunteers asked me not to interview migrants at United Lutheran, but I did speak to Pastor Oli Schenk.
Even though our space is not ideal, it was more like a home than they'd been in for a very long time, and it was warm and it felt safe.
But the church was never supposed to house people long term, so Oak Park's elected officials stepped in, under the leadership of Village Board President Vicky Skaman.
The city of Chicago is overwhelmed. As overwhelmed as we feel right now, they feel and have felt for a year.
That's Skaman at a public meeting not long ago. Earlier this month, Oak Park declared an emergency disaster resolution to help migrants. The village is now housing them at a YMCA and at a local hotel. Most of the $550,000 to be used for these efforts is from grant money. Close to 30% of that was appropriated from the village's COVID recovery funds.
I do believe that with a certain amount of collaboration and outreach to our community, that we can take this on.
Despite Skaman's optimism, in recent days, village leaders have had some tough conversations about the cost of housing migrants for extended periods at the hotel and the YMCA. Churches and community members say that's not the only way, and that there are groups that have stepped up to house people for the medium to long term. But they say they need village leaders to provide a concrete plan, a point of contact for the town's congregations, and maybe a stipend for churches that take in families. Whatever the solution ends up being, the emergency order expires on December 4th, and Oak Park is hoping to avoid a scenario where migrants are back out in the cold. Meanwhile, neighbors and local nonprofits have provided food and clothing, helped with translation, and even opened up their homes for migrants to shower. Back at United Lutheran, community organizer Betty Alzamora told me small municipalities like Oak Park don't have systems like Chicago's to help large vulnerable groups. No Department of Human Services, not enough shelters or village staff. Because of that, she says putting healthy pressure on state officials is key to providing services for migrants.
I'm talking specifically about longer-term housing, wraparound services, which include health, mental health services, care of kids, and access to state benefits, and essential and crucial legal services.
But in its October veto session, the state did not give more money, and elected officials are continuing to call on the feds for help. For Pastor Schenk, in a crisis like this, it's people's actions that give witness to who they are.
When you drive the streets, you can see many houses have signs that say things like Black Lives Matter and the pride flag is very visible and that all people are welcome, right? And so then as those messages that we say and we live by become tested by realities, that really brings out what we really stand for.
He says everyone has a role to play and that in the coming weeks, Oak Park will have a chance to demonstrate its progressive values. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with rain likely and a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Noor Longi, Colin Highslope, and Esther Yunji Kang. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.